from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Grenada's opposition MPs back a colleague's refusal to withdraw a statement by walking out of Parliament. Stranded passengers want BWI to get its act together as a government minister speaks of privatization gone wrong. And Britain's television audience about to get a glimpse of Monserration's volcano experiences. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Opposition MPs in Grenada today walked out of the island's parliament during debate on a motion of no confidence against the governing New National Party of Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell. The walkout came after MP Dr. Francis Alexis refused to withdraw a statement as requested by the Speaker of the House. Lou Smith in St. George's joins us live in a moment to recount the day's developments. The motion, filed by opposition leader George Brizan, charges that the government has taken Grenada into an economic crisis. Declining banana exports and a drop in the prices of nutmeg and cocoa have caused hardships for farmers, a development the government's parliamentary opponents blame on NNP policies. The government has a 9-6 majority and was expected to defeat the motion. But the opposition walkout this afternoon may have effectively put an end to the motion. Well, Lou Smith is on the line. Lou, you were in parliament when the opposition walked out. What prompted that action?
Well, this was prompted by a statement made by Dr. Francis Alexis that the government had cancelled a lease for a portion of land to a Grenadian, and at least land, but he was saying the same land to a foreigner. It turns out that the land itself is in the Camahon Park area. He was asked to withdraw the statement after the Speaker put it to a vote. And, of course, the government, with its 9-6 majority, voted that he withdraw the statement.